The next patient is Charlie Schultis. The last name is S-H-U-L-T-I-S. This is a clinical case of an 89-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a permanent colostomy related to a perforated viscous in the past. The patient was admitted to the hospital on September 15 of 23 because of profound anemia. She was given transfusions. The anemia was related to iron deficiency. We refer her to the Florida Cancer Center, and they have been giving her infusions of the iron, and the patient has responded very well, to the point that she has an iron saturation that is 25, and the iron, serum iron, is 75. The hemoglobin is 13.3, and the hematocrit 41. Period. The patient is going to continue periodical follow-up at the cancer center. Number two. The CKD stage 3 has remained very stable. The patient's serum creatinine went down to 1.2, the BUN of 15, the serum potassium 4.5, and there is a CO2 of 25. Very stable condition, and the estimated EFR is improved to 43 mLs per minute. Following number. The patient has a history of E. coli ESBL without symptoms in the urine. A following number, a permanent colostomy. The patient is doing very well. I am going to bring her back in 6 months, and this time we are going to run the test in the urine in order to assess the proteinuria. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 5 minutes in the documentation.